Track 16. 1.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm collecting for emergency relief. Can you spare a few coins?
Actually, I'm in a bit of a hurry. I need to get to the supermarket before it closes.
Oh, which supermarket? The one in the shopping centre?
Yes.
Oh, you're fine. That's just round the corner. And it doesn't close until 8 o'clock. You've got ages.
Right. OK, so what's this charity?
We're collecting money for food packages to send to Somalia. The situation there is terrible. More than 1 million people have got nothing to eat. These photos show what's happening there and how food packages are helping. Maybe if you can spare a minute...
Yes, it looks terrible. I've got some money in my pocket. Hold on.
Anything you can spare.
Here.
Thank you.
2.
I was in Japan when it happened. But not near that part of the coast. In fact, I was in Tokyo. I was working there for a few days. While we were having a meeting, somebody heard the news or saw it online. And then everyone was talking about it. In Japanese, of course. I didn't know what was happening because my Japanese isn't very good. I had lessons for a while, but I found it really difficult. Anyway, I knew something was wrong. I could tell that from their faces and from their voices when they talked. After a few minutes, somebody explained to me in English. Later, I saw it all on TV, how that enormous wave came in and destroyed everything on the coast. It was shocking.
3.
I took a gap year at the end of my university course. I studied medicine, but I didn't want to be a doctor. My interest was in research. I wanted to be a scientist. Anyway, for my gap year, I went to Cameroon in Central Africa. I got a job helping a medical charity and stayed for the whole year. Basically, I worked as a doctor's assistant in one of their medical centres. We were really busy because that year there were a lot of cases of yellow fever. It was spreading fast, and people were coming to the medical centre every day with the disease. It took 10 months to get it under control. After that, I changed my plan. I didn't want to be a scientist after all. So I went back to the UK and finished my training to become a hospital doctor. That took 2 years. Now I'm looking for a job, and I'd love to go back to Africa.